Well, Rebecca, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, we've just got a few short questions, and can you tell us just who you are, maybe where you're from, a bit about your background?
Yes, well, I'm Rebecca Welsh, I'm 18, and I've just finished Upper Sixth at Sullivan Upper, just finished my A-levels. So next year I am taking a gap year with Baptist Mission Societies and then hoping to go to Glasgow to do chemistry with medicinal chemistry.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about your interest in world missions and what led you to making that decision for next year then?
So yeah, growing up, I've always been involved, growing up my family's been very mission interest. When I was two, I lived in Nepal for a year. My dad taught in the Kathmandu International School. And I've always just closely followed mission charities, in particular Stand By Me, and just had a strong heart for the work in Africa, and particularly the kids' work. So I realised that after school, before I went to university, I had a chance to serve.
And was there somewhere you were thinking of doing, first of all?
Well, yeah, I'd always wanted to go to Africa, but I had pretty much Googled Christian gap years and came up with Baptist Mission Societies did years out. So I went along to an interview weekend and they told me all about the different places they worked in. And I realised that the stuff in Africa just really didn't suit me. But I heard again about Nepal and they worked with special needs kids and a women's charity. So I realised that that was where I was sort of meant to go. So I got accepted onto that. So 2 weeks tomorrow, I am going to Birmingham for 4 weeks training. And then I go away to Nepal for 6 months, where I will be working with special needs kids with ABBS and working in a women's charity, teaching them English. And then I come back and I tour schools and churches for 8 weeks, telling them what I will be doing.
Great, brilliant. And what can we pray for you then?
Well, for the 4 weeks that there's a team of four of us going, so that we'll be able to bond well and learn each other's strengths and weaknesses. And then for my time away, just for health and safety as we travel and adjust to the new culture, that we will make an impact for the long-term workers there and that language learning goes well.
Okay, fantastic. I might be back next year to tell us how it went, perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's pray together for Rebecca. Father, thank you for your faithfulness to Rebecca here and for leading her as you've done for this next step and this next stage in her life. Lord, we want to commit her to you now, and we pray that you would, over this year, do a work in her life and a work through her life. Father, we pray that those who are there in the long term would be able to just be well supported and to care for her well. As she steps out in this way. And Lord, we ask for her team, for unity in that team. We pray for safety and protection and provision for them. And we pray that this year, Lord, would be something that would shape Rebecca, Lord, that would allow you just to do a deep work within her heart. So we just commit her to you now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.